This is an area that we have tracked for years, but you know, if we're going to have effective use of our warfighters and provide them with material that they need, it's important for us to have an improved system that makes sure that the right parts are available at the right time at the right place.
And in fact, I know it's been on your high risk list for a number of years. Why is this a high risk issue?
To understand this, we might look at a couple of the statistics that have recently come out, and they indicate a little bit about the efficiency with which some of the inventory processes have been done in the past. DOD has identified that about $10 billion of its $90 billion of on-hand inventory, that is, inventory that it already has acquired, is excess to the requirements, or it's been categorized as material that's potential for either reuse or disposal. Also, as of September 2009, DOD had about $1.2 billion worth of parts on order that would be excess when it came in.
Wow. And so the challenge here, of course, a lot of organizations, we think just-in-time delivery. Oftentimes with DOD, you're dealing with getting things to Afghanistan. You're dealing with warfighters who they just can't be without bullets or something. They need this stuff now. So part of the challenge is that DOD will often have inventory maybe more than it actually needs.
Yes. In fairness to DOD and the services, the Defense Logistics Agency and others, I'd be remiss if I didn't also acknowledge that it is a very difficult thing to anticipate what the needs are going to be of the warfighter because conditions change.
Yeah.
And such changes might include variations in the military operations or of what particular countries we're in where we have to deliver supplies. Introduction of new weapon systems or getting rid of old weapon systems. So there's a lot of changes that go on that have to be dealt with while we're ordering it or while DOD is ordering inventory as well as after it acquires it.
And part of what got you here was one of the defense authorization bills said, okay, DOD, you need to go back and do essentially a comprehensive assessment. Do a plan for how you're going to improve this process. This report essentially an assessment of that process.
Yeah, and, you know, our bottom line is that for this report is that DOD's plan is an important step forward to improving its inventory management practices. However, the real challenge is going to be successfully implementing all of what DOD has laid out. And it's going to be requiring that DOD has sustained oversight and it's going to require collaboration of a lot of different stakeholders. One of the things that also was not mentioned just a moment ago when you were talking about the National Defense Authorization Act was a third requirement in there, and that third requirement is going to be that GAO is mandated to do another report, and that additional report will come out sometime in the neighborhood of May 2012, and it's going to look at the first 18 months of DOD's implementation of the plan.
I was, and your assessment essentially says, well, in their plan, they accomplished all the elements, they have everything, but now they have to actually carry out this plan, right?
Right, and there are a number of challenges that DOD is going to face in doing this. In particular, we cite five general types of challenges that DOD is going to face. One is the aggressive timelines.
Yeah.
DOD has laid out a series of actions that it intends to do, and it's identified when it plans to either start them or have it accomplished. So we will be having a better idea of how this is occurring through the monitoring that's going to be ongoing throughout this process. A second challenge for DOD is identification of resources. In the plan itself, it doesn't mention anything about additional resources in terms of either people or money that is going to be needed to do these things. Instead, DOD and the services and the Defense Logistics Agency all say that they can do them with the resources that they have.
And that didn't exactly seem feasible.
Well, it's just...
Seemed like a big challenge.
It will be a challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, we have seen Secretary Gates' initiatives to get greater efficiency in there. And so perhaps these are some of the areas where they are finding additional efficiencies, but we will be looking at those issues in the future.
One of the areas that you also highlighted was that DLA, DOD needs to standardize essentially almost everything. They need to if they work with standards, things work a lot better.
Right. That's a very good point that you make there. The standardization would allow greater visibility over the assets that are there. And that's one of the things that we have raised in the past is that DOD does not have total asset visibility.
Hmm.
So some of the assets that may be in one location, if we really knew that they were there, we might be able to handle it more efficiently and get these things to another location more easily. But through the standardization, one of the challenges that is related to that standardization is the information technology challenge. Some of the IT systems that had been planned to come online haven't come online as quickly as what was anticipated.
And we're talking about these ERP systems, enterprise resource planning systems, which are challenging to roll out in and of themselves.
Right. So some of them don't have the full capabilities once they roll out. In other cases, they roll out later than what was anticipated, and still others. Some questions about some of the information that's contained in the databases. So, you know, this is one of the things that is not necessarily directly the inventory itself, but you can see how other factors are influencing how efficiently and how effectively DOD manages its inventory.
And so your overall assessment is, okay, you got a plan, you highlighted some of the challenges of that plan, of implementing that plan, which we just walked through, and now you're going to come back in, 5 months or so, and see how well they're doing.
Correct.
And see whether any of those challenges slipped them up at all.
Right. We will be looking at which ones of the actions that they have are the ones that are being implemented first, which ones require some kind of sequencing to happen. So, you know, when we do things, it's often the case that we have certain steps that have to be completed before something else can do. And so if some of the first steps encounter problems, then that could have a cascading effect. But we, as I said earlier, were very pleased with the amount of effort that was put into the plan, and also discussion with the services, with military services and the Defense Logistics Agency.
Getting all on the same page.
Yeah. And,
which we don't always hear from GAO. Sometimes we hear you guys say, hold on, you're not spending enough time planning.
No, but in this case, everyone that we talked to, that was a major point of emphasis. So I think that bodes well toward getting some of these things accomplished that we hadn't seen accomplished in the past.